Boker Tov, the short halakha for the day. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Gemara in a couple places, or in Sotan in Rosh Hashanah. Am she'achorei kohanim are einam bechal derecha. The people who are standing behind the kohanim are not included in Birkat Kohanim. The Gemara says in Sotan there are five things that are me'akev min ha'Torah in order to receive Birkat Kohanim and to give Birkat Kohanim. The kohanim have to be standing, their hands have to be up at their shoulders or higher, not down here, they have to be up here. The kohanim have to be speaking in Lashon HaKodesh, it has to be Kol Ram. So there are a bunch of things that are me'akev min ha'Torah for the kohanim to do, but there's one thing that the Yisraelim have to do, and that's that they have to be p'neihem k'neged p'nei ha'kohanim. You have to be panim k'neged panim, you have to be standing in front, facing the kohanim. So for a kohen who is, let's say the kohanim are standing in the Dukhan, where right where I am, the people who are standing over there by the wall are behind the Kohanim, and not in front of them. It's one thing if a person, speaking is the Pineim, Pineget Pineim is the Mashal, because when you speak to a person, you face him. Sometimes you speak to a person at a 90 degree angle. So if you're directly 90 degrees away from the Kohanim, where this pillar is, if I'm a Kohen, I'm not, but in the Kohanim, and someone is standing right there, he really just has to face the Kohanim and he's fine. If you're anywhere in front of the Kohanim, even to the sides, you face front. But behind the Kohanim, the poskim say, when once the shul system, shul architecture became that the Dukhan was in front of the Aron, and the Aron was not recessed into the wall, but rather in front of the wall, like it is right here, the top part of the wall is in front of it. So then there are going to be people to the right and to the left who are not included in the Beracha. So the poskim say those people, Rashi says, have to get up and stop being lazy and move. They have to come to the front of the Kohanim, unless they're anusim. Just like we say, Amshe b'sado, the people who have to go to work early, and they miss Birkat Kohanim, they're in the fields already at 6 in the morning. They're not going to get Birkat Kohanim, but they're anusim. The women, the children who aren't in shul in the morning, are going to get Birkat Kohanim, because it's being said, even though they're not actually there, because they're anusim, they have things that they have to do. But the people who are in shul, what excuse do you have that you can't be in front of the Kohanim? So therefore, anyone who's on the sides has to move to the front. However, if he's an anus, he doesn't have to. What's anus? Anus is someone who's in Rosh Shemoneh Esrei. Someone who can't move because he's in Rosh Shemoneh Esrei, then he doesn't have to move. So it's a very interesting question that poskim say. Let's say you're not in Rosh Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say the shul's just packed. There isn't enough room. That's also called an anus. The Bach says that in his day, people used to buy seats in the shul. So when you bought a seat in the shul, it means you're not allowed to go to the other guy's seat. You can't go and kick another guy to his seat just to go so you can get Birkat Kohanim. So you're stuck over there by the wall. The Bach holds that that's already fine. Some poskim say, argue, whatever, the best thing to do, a person should move. But I noticed that that's only if there's room in the shul. And every shul's going to be a little bit different. But that's only if there's room in the shul in the men's section for people to come. Our women's section, depending on the day, is a different size. And sometimes you can literally tzamud against the wall and there's only room for one seat. One row of seats in the women's section. So they're mamash going to be behind the kohanim every day. So I asked Rosh Shefli, what should the women do? Should they go outside? Should they stand there? Should they come into the men's section for 10 seconds and go back? So he said that's called anus also. The women's section is only that big, so the women don't have to come outside. B'chol ofen, so it's actually when everybody gets married and their wives come to daven yeshiva, so they should know that you can stay inside the women's section, you don't have to move. But let's say you're Rabbi Cohen's shul in Great Neck. The women's section there is the entire length of the shul. So the women there, the first few rows of women, first few seats of women at the end of the rows, which are because the rows are facing inside, they're not facing the front, have to come backwards. Otherwise, they're not going to be bichlal beracha. Either way, bichlal ofen, it's important to realize that there's the reason why the kohanim go back and forth and they say every word that ends with the chaf sofit and shalom, right? Yivarechecha, but not Hashem, not Yisa, but whenever they say Yishmerecha and the la Yichunecha, any word that ends in the chaf sofit and the word shalom. They have to go back and forth, north and then south. So that's going to be for us, right and then left. So it's a question if that's dafka or not. Ayin sham. But the cholofen, they have to make sure that they do that. So one of the reasons is that they spread out the beracha to all the people on their side, because not everyone's standing in front of them. But the Ben Ishchai says, so clearly you see, the Ben Ishchai in Parashat Tetzaveh, Shana Rishona says, that you see that the people should come in front of the kohanim. So there's a hidur mitzvah. A person who has the room and the ability and isn't busy thinking and isn't totally focused on every word of Shemoneh Esrei during Chazar Hashatz should try to come to the front of the Kohanim so that you can at least have the Beracha. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Have a great day. Kaddish, you good? Yeah. Rabbi Chanan Kosher. Okay. Rabbi Zalkash Baruch Hu Zakon Yisrael.